Hello.
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 Hello Adorn presents
Jewelry and Stuff,
a podcast about jewelry
and almost everything else.
Three,
low,
two,
low,
one.
Low.
Oh, that just felt like we were about to launch into the beginning of the local news. You know, do you remember that the countdown thing where it's five, four, and you just
the
mime
three,
the
two,
last
one.
Three, and then you're on? And
I mean, we basically are the local news. A lot of people
we
in Eau Claire
news.
Rely on us for some type of news.
They are indeed, and they should not. So if anyone made the mistake of relying on us for anything, don't do that.
Hello Adorn News, on the other hand, I would rely pretty heavily on jewelry and stuff for your bi-weekly dose.
50-50. We are the third best source for such information. Climbing and climbing, we think. Okay, so speaking of the third best source of Hello Adorn News, let's hit it. Let's hit some latest of the Hello Adorn News. Okay, so we're in the week of, we're close to Christmas. We're right in the middle of Hanukkah. We're approaching or around other winter solstice holidays, etc. So order cutoff for Hello Adorn to get in time for Christmas
has
come and gone.
Passed.
And Hanukkah has gone. Come and gone.
Which, okay, by the way, happy holidays, everyone.
By the way, happy holidays. We're just like, you can't
Rich get is like, no
in,
more jewelry.
Anymore. No, plenty more jewelry, just not in time. But on that, yes, happy holidays, everyone. And this always happens. People always reach out and ask. Digital gift card always available, and you could do that. You could do that on the 25th.
Yeah.
I mean, some of us have. Wink. You know,
it's
some
happened.
Of us have. Okay, it's happened. Be like, oh no, and then boom, order, boom. Hey, look what I
gotcha. Super
look
thoughtful
what I had
gift.
Time to show up for you. This Hello Adorn gift card that I planned so long ago, and it just happened to arrive in your inbox right now. So keep that in mind. But yes,
always
happy,
an option.
Happiest of holidays to all. But speaking of news you can use, we did do a little, for anyone who wasn't paying attention, it was a little sneakier than some of our launches, but we did a quick little drop of the beaded Huggy Hoops,
such
which is something we've been working
on. Such a sneaky little
for a
drop.
Long time. Sneaky little drop. Tell us about behind the scenes of the, because that's been at the
that
works
That has
for
been
a while.
In the works. Well, so these beaded Huggy Hoops, we learned how to do them when Sam Slater, our soldering specialist, was here this summer. And so those have been a piece, the best.
Go back and listen to that episode. She's just a creative force. So charming.
Such
so
good
fun.
Energy.
Just,
which, okay, so by the way, shout out to Sam. She sent us the sweetest little care package, little holiday care package.
Did she?
Yeah.
No way. And Seattle goodies? Packed with Seattle goods?
Opened it up. Bunch of delicious marshmallows, bunch of fun stickers. And then I was looking through the stickers and I was like, what a fun medley. I flipped the stickers over. She personalized, she like sent a sticker to every single person with like a little note from Sam. Yeah. I know.
What?
She's so kind.
I'm kind of mad now. I feel mad. That's too,
it's
what?
Too,
okay,
it's
no,
too
I'm not.
Thoughtful.
I'm back from being mad. It's too thoughtful. Oh, that's so, that's
And
really
then
good.
She sent
that's
this really little window decal that says, we're stronger together, with a little note that said, would love this, or put this up in the studio, hint, hint, maybe on the maker's mezzanine. So I gave that to Kate to stick up on the window.
Okay.
So sweet of Sam. Thank you, Sam. But so the Beaded Huggies launching this item, or the surprise drop that we launched, it's the first official soldering piece that we threw on the website, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, which is great. Last year was the year of learning soldering, getting the stations all set up, getting makers all trained up on it.
Learning what the pickle
now,
is.
First, learning what the pickle is. And for those who don't know, not me, what is that?
That's like...
For those who don't know, which is not me.
Well, as someone who doesn't know, it's what you soak the jewelry in after you solder it. It's like a little bath.
Yeah, that's what I...
A chemical bath.
That's what I was going to
say.
Yeah,
I thought so.
Well put. That's how I would
have
put it,
Well put. Really succinct. Well said. Spoken
said.
Like someone
nicely
who loosely
said.
Knows
so
what soldering is.
Yeah, so that's the thing that we all know, and now you do too. Lucky you also. But okay, so that's, yeah, so this is the first soldered piece that's on the site.
These have been in
limited
the works
drop.
For like 6 months, and everyone's been really excited about these, but we've been skeptical or kind of timid to launch just because we didn't know how well we would be able to sustain them since soldering is such a fresh skill. But the makers have learned how to crank out beaded Huggy Hoops, and now...
Yeah.
I mean, by the time you're hearing this, they might already be gone from the site. But look for them in 2023.
They're gone. Yeah, they're gone, but they're coming back. We can't say they're gone, but they'd be back. We can't say specifically, but it won't be too long. Next few weeks. Broken Record, here it comes. SMS, be on the list. Email, be on the list. You know the deal. Okay. So anyway, if you're on those, you'll know when they're back if you missed them the first time. But that's the deal. What else is going on?
All hands on deck this week. This is famously our busiest time of year.
Lowe's fulfilling packages as we do this. I am currently
fulfilling as I am podcasting. And so that's why if you hear Trey yell at me, it's because I'm doing something wrong. Kayla and I set a personal goal for each of us to send out about 100 packages a day this week. So we're sticking to it. I'm taking a little bit of a morning shift. Kayla's taking an afternoon shift. And I will say, we're stoked about the jewelry cases that we're now sending out, but they do slow us down a little bit. In the fulfillment department, it's a little bit of an extra lift. But they come in these really, really cute bubble mailers that Kimmy designed. So if you ordered one.
Yeah. This is the first thing that we've mailed that didn't go in the exact same box with pretty much the exact same weight. So that's
minus
that's a difference. Minus
ring sizers. You know them. You know them. You love them.
You know them. You love them.
Some of you really love ring sizers.
You can't get enough of them. Yeah. Yes. As noted in several reviews from Name That Piece in the past, it seems like sometimes that's its own piece, you know?
That's become kind of a like inside joke giggle around here because we get a lot of really, really sweet reviews on some of our jewelry pieces, but just the amount of positive reviews we get on ring sizers, it's out of control. People love them. The people love them.
Yeah. I mean, for some people, the journey is the destination. You know what I mean? Like, we don't even need, we think of it as, oh, this is a tool to more accurately get the right route.
Some of you are attaching them to your keychains, your car keychains.
Yeah. It's its own joy. So we respect you for it. But so it's all hands on deck. What else is notable going on in the studio right now?
We're starting to plan out a bunch of new product launches for 2023, which is exciting.
Yes.
Our makers are very, very involved in this like initial brainstorming process. And it's kind of crazy. I feel like in the past we haven't had, I mean, usually by this point of the year, people are like getting a little tired. I wouldn't say not necessarily burned out. It's a more challenging time of year just because there's the volume of packages is a lot. The volume of jewelry to make is a lot. But there's just been a lot of creative energy around here lately. People are like really, makers are, Britlin and Kate are coming up with some awesome new designs. Jess is stoked on a lot of new products. We got our Valentine's Day collection, which is to be expected. But then probably like six other pieces that are coming in January, February.
Yeah, we just were talking about this before. There's a lot. Jess and the lead makers' brains are exploding with ideas, and now it's about where to put those ideas. But there's lots of fun stuff to come. So that's of talk. That's no surprise.
I'm really excited for the backdrop refresh happening in Jan/Feb/March.
Yeah. Yes. Those are going to be fun. Yes. That's a very popular line, and I think some of the ideas that are getting bounced around, people are going to go bananas.
Yeah.
Like the one that's got a banana hanging from it. No,
thought it was a little weird. And also just like kind of difficult because of the ripening like timeline of bananas, you know, it's hard to keep fresh bananas in studio. And
you know, I wish people would be more honest because when I pitched hanging a banana runt on the end of a thing, the reaction in the room seemed really positive, but then I noticed it was never talked about again. So, I mean, I can take it if it's not a great idea. I mean, it's obviously a good idea, but it's not
obviously
a great idea. I can take it. Okay, yeah.
But bless lead baker Kate's heart. She saw that banana runt and she was like, oh yeah, I could stone wrap that. We can make that work, you know?
Yeah, she figured it out. But I guess, I don't know. Someone, the rest of the team didn't seem as excited. But anyway, I'm looking at this list of lots of good stuff coming up. I'm going to say it again. SMS. And by that, I mean text messaging. And by that, I also mean sign up for the email. And you'll know all about all these things. That's how you're going to find out about these things first. And so forth. Okay, anything else to report about what's
other
going
happenings
on around the way?
When you're hearing this episode, we will be about to have our holiday party, which we're really excited about.
Which we talked about a little bit last time.
Which is going to be so fun.
How successful were you at getting a roaring 20s theme across the
line? Well, we've diluted a little bit.
At Carves yesterday,
the announcement was 20s, red sweaters, formal-ish winter attire or whatever you want. Those were the four. Okay. That was the dress code. Okay. Like, those are the stipulations that were presented.
But you guys are going to be very strict about that, right? If you're not one of those four things,
if you're not wearing whatever you want, you are out.
If you're not wearing whatever you want or something you don't want that fits in those other three things. So, for example, if you're wearing something you don't want to be wearing, but it's not one of those three things, you aren't coming in. You're not coming. Okay, so what else about that?
Really quickly, before we move on, I need to shout out someone on the podcast. So I was working a fundraiser at the summer camp that I used to work at. And I was working behind the bar and a camper who's now a staff member came up almost like shyly in like the sweetest way. And she told me that Jewelry and Stuff was her most listened to podcast of 2022. But I just got to say, Preston, the fandom is mutual. I was equally as starstruck by you when you told me that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really know what I'm going to do with this, but give me your number and we're going to, we got to figure something out.
I know. Cause Preston, that is heartwarming and we love your choices and don't you let anyone talk.
We love your choices.
Okay. That is great. Well, so while we're doing, did you decide what we might be doing to reward Preston for feeding our egos?
No, I was going to ask you if you had any.
Oh, okay. We'll come up with something okay, for Preston.
But no, truly, Preston, like the highest honor. Sometimes I'm like when people reference stuff on the podcast, I'm like, where'd you hear that? Or like, I don't remember talking about that with you. And then it's like, oh yeah, it was on the podcast. It's broadcasted to millions.
And while we're doing that, I hope I've got the name right. If I don't, you know who you are and please reach out. But on the opening weekend of the new retail store, and I was trying to help with something with one of the receipt printers or something. And while I was doing that, someone came up and I believe her name was Ellie, but I'm so sorry if I got that wrong. There was a lot going on. But she said, I just listened to the episode about the new store opening and my friend and I are here because of that, and said a bunch of nice things. And also, please reach out. I believe Ellie, but I apologize if I got your name wrong. But yeah, please reach out, pod@helloadorn.com. Similarly, so we got to figure out something for Preston and Ellie, (?) Yeah, (?). Okay, so that's our news.
Just leave the parentheses open. Everything hereafter is within the parentheses.
That's right. Okay,
editors,
so,
podcast editors, I think that you might think that the joke's not funny, but please keep that in. I think that's really funny.
Yes, chances are, if you are most people, that is true. So do keep it in, though. All right. Theme of today's ep. We are talking
winter.
We're talking wind. We are Midwestern folk. Okay, we are up here in the north. We've got what you'd call a real winter, right? So I don't. You know,
we got what you call
Florida,
snow on the ground.
Texas, you don't know. We got snow on the ground today, especially schools are closing, etc., which is a big deal up here. This isn't like when I was growing up in Atlanta and a flurry came down and schools were closed, electricity went off confusingly, the grocery stores were cleaned out. It was a zombie apocalypse. That's why they shot The Walking Dead there. They were like, oh, we've seen how this works in Georgia. It's not like that. It's real deal winter. So we're talking all things winter because if any of you remember as well, also Lowe's favorite season.
I love winter.
That's right. Favorite.
It's the shoveling of it all, you know? I love it.
It's the shoveling.
I really do love it. I don't know why. Shoveling doesn't feel like a burden.
I'm not going to yes and you on that, but Cass does also feel the same. People think she's being sarcastic, but she says, like, I enjoy shoveling. And they're like, ha, ah, no, I do. I enjoy it.
Especially, I think, like this morning, I was out there at, like, maybe 6, and I started shoveling, and it's just, like, all the power was out in Eau Claire, so it was, like, really quiet. And like the lights were off. The sun hadn't turned on yet. It was just like so
turned on.
Peaceful. The snow was still falling. Gilly was watching me from inside. Yep. And I'm just like, this is living, baby. Like, I love this. every time a car would pass, like it's like my neighbors all of a sudden get, I have a lot of really friendly neighbors, but it's like everyone gets really friendly all of a sudden when there's a snowstorm. Everyone's going so slow. Everyone's waving. Like I'm like, I've never met you, but we are waving now.
Yeah, is it the shared challenge of it all, or like the shared like there's a literal additional layer to deal with. Yeah. And we're all in it kind together. Of dealing with it. Is that what's
probably
going on? You're all in it together.
It's something like that.
Is part of the what you enjoy so much about it, the satisfaction of it's visually it's very clear what you've just achieved.
Yeah. Yeah. I should go home and send a picture of what my shuffling job looks like. Because if anyone were to see it, they would be like, I don't like that.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing it and having that specific reaction.
Are you like a, are you in last shoveling related question? Are you like an organized shoveler or are you a chaotic shoveler? Like, do you have a pattern to your shoveling?
Depends on how far into the season. Okay. It gets more and more refined as the season goes. Each time the winter starts, it's like I've never done it before. And then each time as it ends, it's like, well, you do it this way, put this over here. Yeah. I'm guessing from how you described what you think people's reactions would be to yours that you're a bit of a free spirit, a bit of a chaotic.
There's some chaos to my art technique, okay. And I would call it a technique. There's some science behind it.
Okay, she did do air quotes. She did do air quotes. Yes. Okay. Okay. I can imagine. Okay, but we did the prompt from Los Cues or no Los Carbs. Los Carbs Cues of Carbs was favorite thing to do on a snowy day. What were the best?
Can you guess what Kimmy's was?
Ski like a girl. Ski like a girl. She slags. It snows. She slags.
Trav said, you saw this. Trav said, cursing the heavens. Jen said, staying indoors.
Yeah.
Trey said, gaming, yes. Which is, he then said, that's like an all season thing. That doesn't change. Summer, winter, fall. He's always gaming. We had a lot of readers, a lot of crafters, a lot of bakers. What was your answer to that question?
Okay. So the comically grumpy side is, love a 4-to-1 ratio of time to prepare to go outside versus time to go outside. So good. You know, just like putting on a bunch of stuff and then you go out and do like whatever the small thing is and you come back in and you take off all that stuff and there you are.
But hold on, before you go on to your next, doesn't that make you appreciate in the summer months when you walk outside at like 6 a.m. and you have to change nothing about who or what you are? It's like the most liberating feeling.
Yes. I couldn't agree more. I do try to forget other seasons exist during the winter. That is my strategy. So I don't let myself play too much in that playground. But absolutely, when that time comes, I'm like, gah, just the ease at which I just enter and exit this door.
No thought.
I agree.
No thought.
I'm with you. But it truly, though, when it like freshly snowy and you get the time, hot beverage in hand, just nice and simple, a walk, just taking in like a freshly untouched scene, snow building up enough so that it falls off the branches at seemingly random times. Just that stuff. Yeah, it's simple. Great. It's so quiet, like you're saying. More. Sound insulation everywhere. Quiet. Love it. It's too good.
Oh my God. Wait, I'm just realizing, is that why it's so quiet?
Yeah. It's sound dampening everywhere.
Oh my God, like, that makes so much sense.
Imagine our ideal podcast studio.
And that's why we're both doing this outside today. That's why you forced me to do the 4-to-1 ratio, bundle up, and sit out on the front stoop.
Yeah, speaking of, I haven't felt my fingers in a long time. You know, just commitment to that bit. No one can see me. I did
actually
like
look at his fingers. Yeah.
Just then. Yeah, I did do that.
I answered the question first yesterday, and I said, you know, I'm a sucker for a good craft. And then I think KJ, or no, who someone went right after me and they were like, oh, I like to snowshoe. And I was like, God, I'm such an indoor kid. I didn't even think when I said, like, when I asked the question of what do you like to do on a snowy day, my brain didn't even go outside.
So the snow's out there. Obviously, we don't go out there anymore. What's our favorite thing to do that's not out there? Yeah. I think that's a natural place. Okay. So speaking of that, favorite winter activities. Mm. Traditions, events.
I love to skate ski and skate and ski.
All right. And when you say skate ski, you mean cross country ski, but the skate ski style of cross country.
Yeah. Ski. And then when I say ski, I don't mean downhill. I mean cross country ski. And then when I say skate, I mean on ice.
Wait a minute. You feel the need to say that you skate ski, you like to skate ski, and then the need to say that you cross country ski, even though
skate ski is a subset
of cross country ski?
Oh, okay. So would you rather that I say I like to skate ski, I like to classic ski, and I like to skate?
Well, now hearing you say it, I wish I hadn't said anything. All right. Your answer stands. Okay. Those are good.
What are your faves?
I'm just going to say cross country skiing. The other thing I like to do, which, you know, you have to have specific circumstances for, and those circumstances are over, but to go run on our lake when it's frozen but not covered in snow. Can't do that anymore. It's very covered in snow. But last week or so, I've been able to do that, which is fun. Even, especially after, when you look at your map, my run, and like, look at it. I was on the lake. Look at that. You're all over the blue. You're not supposed to be able to go on that, but there you are.
So no one is amused by that but Rich. He's like looking at his phone, just chuckling.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's supposed to be water. You're not supposed to be able to go out there. Except if you have a boat. Not in a boat. Rapid fire the rest of it. Sauna, playing fetch with Kenneth, who is too short for the snow.
Aww.
And so he has to do all the hopping in the world. So fun to watch. And then sledding, especially with Atlas, who is now old enough to enjoy a good sled.
What's your preferred sled vehicle?
If the hill is right, if we actually have, it's my dad's toboggan from when he was a kid. And if the hill is right and all the conditions are good, that's the best. And then if it's not that, if it's a little more slight, then the stuff that's like a little easier, a little less friction or whatever, like, you know, just the typical Ace Hardware sled that'll work on pretty much anything.
I'm sorry for the miscommunication. I said sled vehicle. I didn't mean what sled. I meant like what vehicle do you take to go sledding?
How do you get to or from? What's in the parking lot is what I'm asking. When you're sledding, what is sitting in the parking lot? I should have been more specific. Yeah. Yeah. Usually a car would be mine. Yours is?
I car, I guess. Yeah.
Also car. Famously car for Lowe. Famously. Okay.
It's the getting there of it all, you know? That's what counts. It's the getting there of it all.
Of course. It's the journey, not the destination. It's the ring says or not the ring. Okay. Let's move on to fave, food, and bev. Of the winter times. I know you've got some good ones for this.
I only put two things in this category. The first one, my dad just makes a great old fashioned and he gets it out from the months of October to March. And that just like tastes like
those are old fashioned
winter
season.
To me.
Does he do the muddled sugar cube? Like the whole, does he do it the whole,
you know,
the whole nine?
I feared you would ask me this question. And when I wrote this down, I was like, I don't watch him make it.
Oh, you don't know how he does it. That's even better. I have no idea how he does it. It's a closed door.
It comes in a great little glass. He does the orange peel. He's got the cherry. He's got the single cube. Okay. It looks very nice. It tastes delicious.
That's even better.
I finish it every time.
You don't know how he does it. That's great.
I'm gonna find out next week and I'm gonna be disappointed when he tells me, oh, it's this mix.
Yeah. Be like, don't tell me that. I thought this was...
And then...
Okay. So seasonal old fashioned.
So that's my home drink, my work drink. I feel like our sugar consumption around the holidays at Hello Dorn, or just around in winter, just goes like to an insane new level. And like putting sugar in your coffee just becomes so normalized and accepted. Like stirring. We just do a lot of like you pour hot chocolate into your coffee, or like those marshmallows that came from Sam Slater. People have been dunking multiple of those in their coffee. We'd really load up the sugar content.
A lot of sweet drink inception going on. So the sugar goes into the marshmallow goes into the hot chocolate. The hot chocolate goes into the coffee and then so there's a lot of layering.
And that's winter. That's winter around here. Okay, what's on your list?
Okay, so I've got for beverages, got the classic hot toddy that my brother got me most interested in, the variant that does use tea.
Oh, and wait, what type of tea? I didn't know this. Black tea.
Like an Earl Grey or like a black tea of some kind. Yep. And then you got usually a blended whiskey or a rye. And then on the non-alcoholic side, a mint tea with honey. Always a winner. Coffee, obviously, for days. Moving on to another one, but I have been in charge of making eggnog for whoever is in our orbit for the last couple of years. Okay, and this is where we get into the polarizing topic that shouldn't be polarizing of eggnog.
Rich made the agenda today, and I made little notes on everything, and I saw that, and I was like, no notes needed. I know exactly what I want to say about this, and that is that I do not like eggnog.
Is that true? Is that really?
Maybe I just am not doing it the right way, but I don't understand why people think it's good. Convince me otherwise?
I'm going to try to, because I'm going to speak to me 3 years ago.
Okay.
Because that's, I had the exact same position. Okay, here's what I realized after making, first of all, don't bother buying it from the store. If you're going to do it, and if you're not, but make it. It's not hard to make as long as you don't like mess up the temperature. Anyway, all that is to say, all it is, it's, and proof being what I'm going to say next, but all it is essentially melted ice cream. It's ice cream. It's the same, it's virtually the same recipe as ice cream. Okay.
Okay.
We made some eggnog for a recent, a friend of ours, we were doing Christmas tree getting, and we made some eggnog. Anyway, so I made too much and we had some leftover. And so we just put it in the ice cream machine and it's ice cream. So now it's literally, so it's the same thing. Like people who say, ew, eggnog is gross. Give me another spoonful of that ice cream. No.
Okay.
You're talking about the same substance pretty much.
Okay. My heart's open to it. I looked at the recipe. You're right. Yeah. It's literally like custardy ice cream. Like we can do this.
If you like ice cream, I'm sorry to tell you this. You do like eggnog. You are against the concept of it.
Okay.
I think
I'll try it.
And I think I know so many people. And again, I was one of them. And they're like, that's gross. That's delicious. And
you're pointing at the exact same thing.
Pretty much. So they're pointing at the same thing. So anyway, give it a shot. If you do want to make it, I'll put this link in the show notes. But Josh Wiseman, a chef that we follow along and have made many of his recipes of, has a great eggnog recipe. Very good YouTube video that walks you through it. That's what I use. It's great. I would recommend it if you want to make your own. I told Jess I was going to convince Adam to make eggnog this year. I don't think I'm going to be successful in doing so, but I'm going to try.
Does Jess like eggnog?
Because Jess was like, no, she said the same thing that you just now said and me 3 years ago said, but she was open to the idea, but she's not open to it. She was like, is it hard to make? I was like, no. She's like, does it take a lot of time to make? I was like, kind of. She's like, I'm out. I'm like, but it's not that great. She's like, is it easy to mess up? I was like, there is one, but she's like, I'm out. So she was like, she asked all the right questions to be out, but I'm going to see if I can get Adam to do it. And he doesn't know this yet, but I'm
he'll find out through the podcast that this is his job.
He'll find out through the assignment. And then hopefully he'll have done it. And then food wise, kind of cliche, but like a not very sweet gingerbread cookie. Love it. A fresh bread and soup combo, always. And then Indian food. Spicy Indian food. I censored myself there. Did you do your foods?
I guess I didn't put foods on here, but if I had to put foods on here, I would put the Reese. You know, the Christmas Reese.
The what?
Do you know the Christmas? Like, okay, I'm talking Christmas cookies.
You eat the wreaths?
You know the Christmas cookie? The little Reese? Like the Rice Krispie, or not, they're not Rice Krispies, they're like cornflakes maybe? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking
about? I don't even know the realm of cookie you're talking about. You're saying the base of this cookie is cornflakes?
Yeah, it's like a Rice Krispie with cornflakes shaped in a wreath and dyed green.
Listener, are you as confused as I in this moment? I'm having a crisis. I'm wondering if I... Am I the one here who has, I don't know, I've never heard those words put together in this way at all, even remotely. I know all those words individually.
You like this cookie. This cookie is a crowd pleaser.
All right. I need to know more. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's the holidays of it all, right? Now we're going to move on. Before we go to New Year, we're going to talk New Year's next time. But what we're going to do now is we're going to do a year in reflection because my goodness, what a year. At Hello Dorn. We launched a lot
of
stuff
a lot of products
last year.
We're big, big product launchers here.
Everybody's saying it. Everybody says it. Everybody's saying it. So I'm going to go kind of rapid fire through this and then stop me along the way for other timeline things that happen.
Wait, before you even go.
Yeah. We have a bump. That's it. Okay.
I'm not going to stop you That's each it. Time, but I just, in summary, we hired 18 people.
18 people? Yeah. That is,
I want to lead with that.
Wild.
No, carry on.
We launched the Swell Ring early January. The Valentine's collection, which included a bunch of limited pieces that may be coming back. I think there was maybe six specific releases for Valentine's, maybe more. In February, Tiny Hoops, which...
That's crazy.
Tiny Hoops...
February. I feel like we've had those for so long. They're a hero product now.
I know, because they've been in the top five list, like, I think, yeah, shortly thereafter, they came into the top five and they stayed there. March, we had the Femme necklace and Swing Studs.
Oh, I was...
April, we had the... Oh, go ahead.
No.
Yep. Okay, just be...
I want to react to every single one of these, and I am not going to now.
Okay.
Love the Femme necklace.
You should. You should.
When I was shipping this morning, And scene. Carry on.
You're like, as I was shipping this morning, I'm like, oh, heartwarming. Okay. So, April. Okay. Truly, though. Yes. Fantastic piece. What were you shipping this morning?
I was shipping out.
That is so nice. Okay. The Ray, Rise, and Nelly. Okay. No, truly. All right. Do it.
I was shipping out. I was working the Tiny Twist horseshoe filter and a Femme necklace slipped through. And I was like, oh, body positive. We love them. All proceeds go right to body positive.
You know, I'm only going to be able to fixate on one thing in that story, which is how did they slip through that filter? Okay.
Rich just sees the error in this.
No, I'm just like, what? How did it get through?
No, I can explain why, but later.
It's a classic.
And I'll do it right now.
Instant classic. Okay. All right. April, the Ray, Rise, and Nelly.
Oh, Nelly.
May, we had the Mother's Day collection. Again, some limited stuff, some new stuff that was specifically. Again, look out for that. That's not until April, May again this year. We're a sucker for a calendar and a holiday when it actually happens. That's just how we do it. Okay. You do it your own way. We're going to do it ours. Bracelets, Ellie. We launched a bunch of bracelets, including Ellie, Lace, Jenny, Stella, so many more. June, we launched the Pearl Anklet and Choker.
And?
Big deal. And?
Unisex.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And Unisex also. The Unisex line also launched in June. That's true. That was all big deals. And then July brought the Star Hoops back. We had Smiley, which, as you may have remember from last ep, has been big with the Gen Zayers. You know what I'm saying. Demi hand chain also in July. August, three new double annex, big deal. October, mini moon. November, the friendship bracelets, which we've talked about recently. And December, these are all fresh, probably in your mind, jewelry case and travel case, which... How big were those? Those were a big opening weekend. People showed up for those. And beaded Huggy Hoops, or at least in limited form. Those, and that's not even all, but those are most of the launches. And there's more beyond that. So that's a big year. Those will all be linked in. But what a year. What a year for launches. And it sounds like we're going to launch just as many things by March of this coming year.
That is the plan.
Bunch of fun new stuff.
He'll say it again. Rich, what do you want to tell people? SMS.
Yes, that's right. Missed my cue, but you won't if you sign up for text marketing, text and newsletter on email. Other thing, we launched the pod on March 31st of this past year.
How about that?
Other notable things that happened in 2022?
Well, we opened a new retail store. That
did we? Okay. Okay. We did. You're right. I was there. And so was Ellie, question mark?
Ellie, no, parentheses, question mark, close parentheses.
Parentheses, question mark, close parentheses. Yes. That was such a huge deal. I can't, yeah. It's crazy to think that happened. That was in the planning. Goldie
was acquired. Goldie. We moved up a floor. We're now three floors instead of two.
Expanded into a whole new floor.
We did a ropes course.
We did do a ropes course. Okay, that made it on there. Surprising. I guess bigger, it was so bigger, traumatic for
bigger
some.
Bigger deal for some it of us than others.
Yeah. For some, it doesn't hold maybe the nicest place in their memory.
We volunteered with a bunch of cool organizations. We sent Jess to Bozeman again. We did a collab with Girl Get After It.
Yeah. And more.
Kimmy moved to Eau Claire. That was big.
Kimmy moved to Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. Big deal. That really was a huge deal. Yeah, lots more. Are we doing the year wrap blog again?
Yeah.
That was a nice goal last year.
We gotta.
Oh, yeah. So if it's done, we'll put a link. If it's not, it'll be around. You'll find it. But those are some of the big milestones. But 18 new people walking around these halls.
One major prediction for January or for next year. What is yours?
Mine is going to complement yours. What was yours?
Okay. So I have a couple. Okay. Savannah will cry happy tears. Adam will cry happy tears. I will steal Trey's scissors. Kayla will be excited for something unconventional. Britlin will probably paint a mural. Kelsey will yawn loudly. Julianne will make oatmeal. Marla will get Starbucks. That's as far as I got. These things I know to be true.
These are break the internet level major predictions. These are
and
major.
Yours?
We're just saying things that are definitely going to happen. Okay.
Isn't that a prediction?
My major prediction, this is maybe not a great prediction because this is a plan that we have control over executing, but I think Goldie will be present at a single major music festival.
I like that prediction. I like that.
I think it's going to happen. I'd like to do something that we haven't had any talks of as of yet. Do you have any major prediction that you think is unlikely, but you're so Vegas odds are against you, but you're betting it anyway?
I think my favorite piece that we've ever launched is coming in 2023.
Really? And when that definitely does happen and you're in complete control of this narrative, will you tell us?
Yeah, I will. Jess sent me some ideas this morning and I feel it. I know it's, I'm just going to say it.
The wave she's on, it's heading in the direction you like.
Yeah.
I also think that this year is the year that Hello Adorn creates and has added to the canon or whatever it's called, an emoji that gets into everyone's phone. See, talking about big bets. That's so hard to do. That's definitely not going to happen. We are doing everyone's favorite name that. Bees. Great way to set up. Great way to do it. Okay. All right.
Kay.
Okay. So this is from Sarah Cornell. Sarah Cornell says, absolutely love these earrings. Comfortable, dainty, go with everything. I have mine paired with tiny twists in gold. Okay. That sounds like a little vague. Okay. So
tiny dot studs.
Alexis Melson wrote this headline gift description, or I can't even remember what this part's called, but I purchased this as a gift for a friend that added another little to her family. It's so dainty and sentimental.
Tiny. Tag. Dandelion. Linked.
Linked is right.
There it is.
Necklace. That's right. Okay. Last one. Michelle wrote, amazing! Exclamation point. And then expanded on that. And she said, I am the type of person who cannot sleep in earrings because I hate the way studs stick me in the neck. It also hurts my earlobes. We don't like it. That's me saying that. I have worn these continuously since I received them, and they are amazing. No pain, no pulling, and they stay in my ears. I have not once experienced them backing out or even appearing as if they're going to fall out of my ears. So I just brought this one up because we're always talking about, you know, sleep in them, life proof, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Michelle is saying that. Now, which earrings?
3, 2, 1, tiny twists.
No.
3, 2, 1, tiny hoops.
No.
Three, two, one. Endless hoops.
Three, two, one.
Tiny horseshoes.
Horseshoes. Oh my God, you knew it.
I didn't know it.
And you knew it because
I knew it.
You knew it. Okay, everyone's favorite game show for a reason. And Lo gets 17 points. So you know how the scoring system works because we don't. All right, so closing it out.
Have a very happy holiday, everyone. And let's
go make
some. Are you there? Where are my backup vocals? Where are my backup vocals at?
Yep. Yeah,
oh, you were
there.
Just finding, you were finding the key. You were finding the key. Let's
finding it.
Go make some eggnog.
Homemade, because it's just like ice cream. Nog.
Rich thinks the song's over. Eggnog.
Silly me. It's got 14 more verses. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was jewelry and stuff. Don't forget to follow and turn on push notifications and set to auto download.
If you liked what you just heard, be sure to leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, and say something interesting in the review. Don't just talk about the show. Say something fun because we may read it on a future episode.
Yeah, maybe say your favorite moment from the pod, your favorite piece of Hello Adorned jewelry, the best meal you can buy from a fast food restaurant, the recommended cell phone provider in your area, a preferred seed to plant in the spring, maybe the best indie rock album to listen to on Flag Day. Whatever you got, send it our way. Include it in the review. You might hear it right here.
Until next time.